Before we start talking about your team, I want you to share a story, if you could, from your point of view, because I'm sure Brookie will tell it in his own very specific way, but I want to get your side of Brad Treliving being cut from training camp by Brian Burke. Take us back.
Yeah, it was pretty, he's pretty ruthless. He just sort of told me to beat it not very diplomatically. So, young guy from Vancouver trying out for the Canucks, and he broke the dream. So, said, I've got a better chance to see a game there. I'm going to have to buy a ticket and not play in the play. So, very Burke-esque.
Okay, Brian, from your point of view, what happened?
Well, I didn't budget enough for the pucks for training camp with bringing this guy in. he broke 14 or 15 pucks, and we were short. So I will say this. Tree was a big defenseman, not high on skill, but thought the game fairly well for a defenseman. Defensemen aren't very bright. But he fought Gino Ogic, and it didn't go well for him, but we all thought that was wonderful.
Yeah. Finished a distant second, maybe third.
Brad, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate your time today. Big win last night against the Detroit Red Wings. Finish this sentence for me. If the Calgary Flames are going to be successful this season, it's going to be because of blank.
Because we're consistent. And I think that goes for everybody in the league here. The league is so tight. You know, you've got to find ways to get points on a consistent basis. And, you know, you see the early part of the season, you know, we always talk about it's turbulent at the beginning of the season. And the league's volatile. You see, you know, some of the scores that are high, and you look around and you see power play percentages that are at 40% and some that are at 2%. And, you know, goaltending sometimes a little bit like pitching in April, pitching in baseball, where it can be a little bit, you know, all over the board. But as you get into that 10 to 15 game mark where things start to settle down a little bit, and you can, you know, try to get your rhythm. And you see, right, you know, there's a discrepancy in games played here between some teams. So a lot going on at the beginning of the year, but in order to be a playoff team, you have to be a consistent team. You know, the early part of this season, you can see there's lots of teams. Obviously, we're focused on the West here that have improved, and it's going to be tight all the way through.
You mentioned goaltending a second ago, and I wanted to ask you about this the minute I saw it. What goes through the general manager's mind when he sees Dave Riddick shoot for an empty net and it turns into an icing?
What's the penalty for strangling your goaltender? Running down to the ice and strangling your goaltender. You know, he actually brought up a pretty good point. You know, at the time when we talked to him after, he said, "Well, the puck was shot in beyond the red line, so if I cover it, it's a face-off either way." And I said, "Well, yeah, but if you just dump it out halfway and don't ice it, it's not a face-off." So, you know, he's as Burke can attest to knowing him, he's got a great personality. He's loved by his teammates. He's really, you know, he's a competitive kid. And you know, at that particular time, you know, as long as he makes a save on the next one, and he was able to do that, we'll live with it. But Dave's been off to a great start.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize, you know, when you play in the West, you don't get as much attention. I don't think people appreciate two things. One, his personality is so bubbly. He's always happy. His teammates love him. He's always joking around. He's chirping guys in practice. Like, that breathes life into a team. It adds to the room, gives you some enthusiasm. And second, he's a tremendous athlete. He's a good goaltender. His athletic abilities are remarkable.
Yeah, he is, and you got to see him on an everyday basis, Bricky. He's flexible. He's a tremendous athlete. And the one thing he did this year, we sat with him at the end of the year last year, and he's taken a step every year that he's been in North America. He first came on, you know, we first got him, and it was trying to figure out the American League, and then a year later, he was one of the top goaltenders in the American League, and then he gets some games in the NHL, and you know, Smitty gets hurt a couple of years ago down the stretch, and you know, it was a great experience for him to go through, you know, and everybody talked about, oh, you know, at that point, by and large, he's a rookie goaltender in North America, and we're trying to have him save our season down the stretch. And I think, as I said, at the end of the year, we're going to be better for it. He's going to be better for it. And he's taken those experiences. But the one thing we really sat with him at the end of the year was, you know, as you now try to take another step, it's getting in the best possible shape he can. And he's really changed his diet around. He really dug into his conditioning this summer. Was always, you know, was always a guy who looked after himself, but he took it to another level this summer in terms of just the work he put in and just changing a little bit about how he, you know, how he looked after his body and everything from nutrition to, you know, he was a big drinking a lot of Coca-Cola and cut out a lot of the sugar, and you could see when he came back this fall, just the, you know, the transformation his body's had. But just a real good competitive guy and a just a hard-working guy. He's usually the first tier every morning. And as you said, Brian, and as you know, just a really a well-liked guy and loved by the staff and his teammates.
Being joined by Brad Treliving, he's the general manager of the Calgary Flames. Late game on Hockey Night in Canada Saturday sees the Calgary Flames face off against the Los Angeles Kings. Pause. Thoughts. Tkachuk, Doughty, Brad.
Well, it's been a while since this happened. I think, you know, as a lot of this now, quite honestly, I think it gets talked about more and it's media driven than anything else. Obviously, they're two competitive guys and they're two competitive players and really good players. But I think, you know, it gets the rivalry itself gets brought up more by the questions in the media surrounding the games than really the teams or the players do. And so it's, you know, it's another game for us and, you know, they came in and played a real good game against this last game here. You know, we weren't real happy with our start there. We were able to come back and get a point, but you know, that's still a team that's got a lot of guys that have been to the top of the mountain, winning a couple cups, and you know, they've added some speed into their lineup. So we're more focused on, you know, the Calgary Flames versus the LA Kings than the other stuff here. But no question, those are two, you know, two competitive guys, and we're obviously a big fan of the guy that we've got on our side, you know, he was outstanding in the last game, and I think he's really, you know, in the last week or so, his game's taken a whole different level. So we'll need him and everybody else going on Saturday.
Well, listen, I'm glad you brought us to Matthew Tkachuk, and one of the things that I really liked, and after this we'll park the Doughty Tkachuk conversation, but just one thing that I would like to get you to remark on. One of the things that I really enjoyed after that last game, you know, it's Tkachuk and Doughty scores the, you know, the winning goal and celebration and all that. And afterwards, he tries to end it. Like, Doughty's like, okay, this is over. I'm done with this. And the microphones get to Tkachuk, and he says, ah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Like, in his mind, it's not, like, I just love the personality. You love the player, because what's not to like about Matthew Tkachuk? But I just love that, yeah, whatever, guy, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I just love that about Tkachuk.
Well, he's an ultra competitive guy, you know, and you know, in that family, if you don't compete, you might have not got a meal, you know. So he's had to compete since he's come out of the womb there.
Yeah.
And but from his standpoint, it's not about the two players. It's about the teams, and it's about, you know, trying to gather points. And like I said, I know that it becomes a media story, but we're focused on, you know, all of our guys here and trying to be as good as we can Saturday night.